The hovercraft that connects Accutan and its new airport has been operating for 3 months now. The craft has proved more reliable than many of its critics predicted, but it's still only able to run about half the time. I rode the hovercraft last year and recently spoke to its operators about some of the challenges facing the vessel. In the crow's nest of the hovercraft, pilot and navigator Jim Howard is fiddling with a massive array of control buttons in preparation for our journey over to the airport. Although the entire trip will be over water, it would be a mistake to equate this hovering vessel to a boat. The control panel looks like that of an aircraft, but the feeling, it turns out, is nothing like flying. It's more like being the puck on an air hockey table. And Howard says flying it is, well, it's like this.
What it's like is you take a Chinese wok, the cooking wok, you turn it upside down so that the round part is up, you put a marble on top of that wok, and that is basically what you're trying to do, is keep that marble up there. You got to hold that wok so that that marble doesn't fall off.
Howard used to be a mate aboard one of the Trident Seafood's Pollock trawlers based out of Accutan. He only learned to pilot a hovercraft this spring in the relatively calm waters of Cold Bay, where the craft was homeported before being moved to Accutan. He says training was very different from running the hovercraft through Akoon Strait, where the winds and currents of the Bering Sea and the Pacific collide.
And being that this is basically a lighter-than-air craft, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 knots of wind, which is nothing, flat-out nothing to the big boats I used to drive, 20 knots of wind on this thing, it's like you being in a tornado on your bicycle.
It's practically dead calm on the day I ride the hovercraft, but in the middle of the strait, we run into a stretch of water that the pilots affectionately call the potato patch. It's a tidal rip caused by the confluence of currents, and it's there no matter what the weather is doing. The choppy waves are only a few feet high, but up in the wheelhouse, we pitch and roll as the hovercraft chugs through the turbulent stretch. That degree of sensitivity to even moderate wave action is what makes it difficult to run the hovercraft in the Aleutians, where 3-foot chop is considered good weather. In the months since Hoverlink, the company that runs the hovercraft, started keeping track, only about 50% of days have been considered good weather as far as hovercraft operations are concerned. The craft is run on pretty much all of those days, although trips also depend on whether Grant Aviation is able to fly. Howard again.
I've got to work with the weather. He's got to work with the daylight and the dark. It's all a big juggling act. Flying the craft is the easy part.
The Federal Department of Transportation wasn't immediately able to provide the numbers, but anecdotally, the team effort has managed to achieve a better track record than Penn Air's World War II-era Grumman Goose. And Howard says the hovercraft requires much less infrastructure than a traditional ferry.
All they did was put like a big cement driveway, on the beach, halfway down to the water. So I come out of the water, I go through a little stretch of mud, and I set down on a cement driveway. We call it, the landing pad, but all it is just a big fat driveway. How quick and easy is that?
Quick and easy it may be, but it's not cheap. The Aleutians Eastborough owns the hovercraft and is paying to operate it. The latest estimates project around $500,000 a year in revenue from passengers and cargo, significantly less than the projected $3 million in operating costs. When the borough stopped running the hovercraft between King Cove and Cold Bay in 2010, it was partly due to the expense. But Marty Robbins, the general manager for Hoverlink, says for now, it's the best available option, and that the benefits are not insignificant. He points out that medevacs will be more reliable than they were, and that the mail can get delivered a few times a week, as opposed to every few weeks. The hovercraft is also transporting fuel to power the hangar buildings at the airport, and in the future could move cargo for Trident Seafoods. Robbins says all of those factors add up.
You can cite, other public projects over the time that have had, doubters and naysayers and whistleblowers and people saying fraud, waste, and abuse and this, and that. But, the verdict's not in until it gets up and running for a while and you see what public benefit there is.
Nevertheless, the Aleutians Eastborough is looking for ways to make the service more sustainable, starting with hiring more local operators. For now, there are two hovercraft crews that rotate on a 3-week schedule. The borough pays to fly them back and forth to Seattle on their breaks, which not surprisingly isn't cheap. But that could change. At least one crew member, Howard, the pilot, says he'd be willing to do longer shifts, which would save on expenses. And Robin says he's also looking for new revenue streams to make the economics slightly less skewed. As of January 1st, the hovercraft had transported 500 passengers and nearly 42,000 pounds of cargo. You can find more information about the hovercraft and view video from my trip on our website, kucb.org.